The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Of all the homilies I give throughout the year, I get more compliments for the Christmas homily because I don't give any homily. It's always very brief. Every season has its grace. Every season has its invitation. Every season has its own revelation, its invitation, and this is a season of homecoming. Our airports were crowded, our freeways were full of people, all finding their way home. It's a homecoming time, and when we gather in our homes, we gather around a table. And it's homecoming time here at Holy Family. And we gather around the table of the Lord. And therefore, the manner in which we will celebrate God's presence in our homes, in our spiritual home here, is around the table of the Lord. And therefore, each and every one of you who believe in the Eucharist, we invite you to come to the table of the Lord. You may have been told at another time, and perhaps in another place, that you don't qualify, or you don't fit, or you have some impediment, you have some canonical restriction. And we are here at Holy Family in the spirit of this community to say, we'll pause for a moment of silent prayer, and we'll ask the Lord forgiveness for any of our failings. We'll do that for a moment of prayer now in silence. And now the act of faith that God, enfleshed in Jesus Christ, born among us, born into our homes, born into our communities, invites us to the table of life. Let that be the grace of the moment, the gift of the season, the teaching of this time, that we are one people, rooted in Jesus Christ, blessed by the grace of God's infinite love for all people and for each of us in a special way tonight. To celebrate our oneness in a ritual, we have traditionally gathered together to sing Silent Night. So please stand, join hands, come together as one family, and we'll sing Silent Night.